ThisDayInMusic.com. The online record of 10,000 music facts.
Hello from This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. On this day, 6th of January 1979, the Village People scored their only UK number one single with YMCA. At its peak, the single was selling over 150,000 copies a day. In the gay culture from which the group sprang, the song was understood as celebrating the YMCA's reputation as a popular cruising and hookup spot. In 1987, Eric Clapton started what became an annual event by playing six shows at the Royal Albert Hall in London. In 1997, two bronze busts worth over £50,000 were stolen from a garden at George Harrison's estate in Henley-on-Thames, Oxfordshire. Thieves had climbed a 10-foot wall and cut the figures of the two monks from their stone plinths. In 2006, a collection of Elvis Presley memorabilia bought by a council worker who embezzled nearly £600,000 was set to be sold to compensate the local authority. Julie Wall, aged 46, from Ripon Drive in Sleaford, was jailed for 3 years for the offence last October. The collection, which included rare recordings and foreign pressings of Elvis songs, was to be auctioned off by a High Court receiver to provide compensation. And born on this day in 1944, Van McCoy, singer and producer. Sandy Denny, born on this day in 1947, UK folk singer and member of Fairport Convention. Born on this day in 1986, Alex Turner, singer and guitarist with the Arctic Monkeys. And born on this day in 1946, Sid Barrett, guitarist, singer-songwriter with Pink Floyd. An original member, he left the band in 1968 and released two solo albums. Barrett died from complications arising from diabetes, aged 60, on the 7th of July 2006. More from This Day in Music at thisdayinmusic.com.
Emily tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play three games to play. See Emily play. Soon after dark, Emily cries, gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow.